Welcome to another edition of Teacher Voice. I'm your host, Ryan Hazinski. Today's guest on the podcast is none other than the Hillsborough County School Board whistleblower. I finally got whistleblower to agree to the podcast, provided that I could preserve anonymity. So we did the podcast via a phone call, and then I modulated the pitch so as to preserve his identity. Let's take a listen. What prompted you to start the Facebook page?
Well, it started as just a joke. I mean, it was at the time that Mary Ellen was getting ready to be fired, and, you know, there's some kind of rumors going around, and some of the rumors turned out to be true. And so we just put, you know, decided to put the page up there and just start, you know, poking fun at some of the school board members.
What kind of rumors were you hearing that prompted you to put up the page?
Oh, some of the rumors, you know, that was at the time where, you know, you just had an election, you had some new board members on there fighting over who's going to have which seat at the dais. You know, literally, like, I want to sit here because I can get more camera time versus sitting over here where I'm not going to be on camera as much. And just little things like that, how there was a lot of internal bickering going on as far as who was going to replace Mary Ellen Elia, making sure that, you know, the votes were all had prior to the actual public vote. You know, that was at the time that I really started paying attention to some of the details of really how the school district was being ran.
Did you ever imagine that the audience would grow so large? You're closing in on 8,000 followers at this point. Why do you think this has happened?
Well, to be honest, no. This, again, this was just meant to be a short-term kind of poking fun, you know, having just a kind of a place for people to vent. I honestly didn't think it was going to get as big as it is. However, what I found after 6 months to a year into it, some of the details that don't make public, being, you know, employees messaging or school board members messaging or other politicians, you know, chiming in, you know, gathering all that data together, I really started to realize that there are some serious, serious issues outside of the current financial with the leadership at Hillsborough County School District. I think it's happened over time, slowly, mostly because of the leadership and the news that they continue to make on almost a daily basis. But overall, I think the page has grown so large because it's very specific. You know, we're not talking about the entire district. We're not talking about, you know, school systems in general. And we try to really tie everything together where it's specific to the Hillsborough County School Board, you know, and school board members and the decisions they make. Yes, of course, there's other things that kind of tie into that that's not specific to them. But I think that's what's really helped everything grow is keeping it very, you know, the message very specific.
What do you want to accomplish with the page, both now and in the future?
You know, at the beginning, there wasn't really a clear, defined goal. It was really just a place for people to kind of gather that information and kind of put it all in one centralized location. With the current state of the district, overall, I think the goal of the page is to keep people informed, to put information out there as best we can, to uncover some of the things that the district doesn't want to get out to the public. But more importantly, you know, with this next election coming up in, you know, a little less than a year now, I hope that we can help influence, if you will, who's going to replace some of the current board members that are up for election in this next cycle. That really is, I think, one of the main goals moving forward.
I noticed that most of the posts on the page employ the plural pronoun we. So who exactly is the whistleblower? Is it you, the individual, using we, or is there a team of people working in concert with one another? How many people are actually working on this to administer the page?
That's a great question. All the above. I guess I can only answer with all the above. You know, there are hundreds, and you know, sometimes each day there's dozens of people that will either message the page or send emails, or obviously, as you can see, sometimes there's hundreds of people that obviously comment or share, you know, individual posts. But I think it's a team of people. Absolutely, there's a team of people. I mean, one individual cannot know all of the things that, you know, the Hillsborough County School District and its board are trying to do behind the scenes. For example, negotiations. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening behind the scenes that aren't going to make it to the public. They're going to go to a closed-door session on Monday. So it'll be interesting to see what actually happens in that closed-door session, and hopefully, you know, somebody will clue us in on some of those behind-the-scenes things. And, you know, we've done a great job. I think one of the things that make it a big team is we've done a really good job of making sure that when an employee, a current employer, a retired employee, or, you know, a current school board member, or no longer a current school board member, and hundreds of other interested parties share information. We've done a really good job of making sure that we maintain, you know, the utmost confidentiality while, of course, sharing that information with the public. So it is a team effort.
How has the presence of the whistleblower page made a difference in Hillsborough County Public Schools? You mentioned that you'd like to increase awareness of what's happening behind the scenes, keeping voters engaged and informed about the candidates in the upcoming election. In what other ways has it made a difference?
It's hard to say, oh, we specifically influenced this decision or this board vote. You know, one of the things that hasn't come out yet that will be coming out soon is the communications department. The district does not like the whistleblower page. I mean, the administrative, the executive leadership team, I guess, if you will, and obviously a few on the school board do not like what we do. But as far as making a difference, it's hard to say. I think that they have made some decisions and been more proactive, like the bell time schedule thing. I think had we not broke that story, at least I think we broke the story, they were trying to push that through. They would have just made that decision. It would have been voted as a yes that day, but instead we put it out there. People got, you know, very upset and you know, made their voices heard. And then as a result of that, that's where you saw all the questionnaires that went out, the surveys. And they really took a look at it, not just saying, hey, here's what we're going to do. They took a good look at all the data. And I think in the end, they made a good decision when it came to changing the bell times. As far as making a presence and a difference in the future, we'll see how it all kind of rolls out.
Just a few minutes ago, you mentioned negotiations, and I'd like to go back and revisit that for a moment. There certainly have been a lot of posts on the Grey Book blog from Marlene Sokol and Jeff Solacek of the Tampa Bay Times, as well as op-eds from community members, rebuttals from teachers, and this past week we saw teachers work to contract. Negotiations are on everyone's mind. Both sides will finally sit down at the table again tomorrow, which will be the first time since late October. And then the following day on Tuesday, we'll have the next school board meeting. And if you're listening to the podcast, I'd hope that you consider coming out to the meeting to support education employees. But what's your take on these protracted negotiations that have become the norm the last 3 years? Do you think anything will happen tomorrow or in the near future?
The news story from Marlene Sokol said that Alberto Vasquez has called this meeting 9 o'clock on Monday, some emergency type of meeting. So, I mean, obviously they're hearing people. They're feeling the pressure. At the end of the day, all of the executive leadership and the school board, they're human beings just as much as anyone is. They have emotions. They feel pressure. They feel all of the, you know, things that everybody else feels. So they're clearly, they need to do something. I mean, this is a continual cycle of pushing it off and pushing it off and pushing it off and not taking, in my opinion, my personal opinion, not taking it in ownership on what their job is. You know, these types of issues should have been resolved months and months and months ago. They're the largest employer in Hillsborough County with the largest budget. And it's almost as though they truly do not have the ability to put together a sound, you know, business plan. And any business, you have a business plan. This is our budget. This is what we're going to spend. You know, every cent's accounted for the most part. Yes, you have things that come and go, like the hurricane, we've got to add students, you know, there's always things like that. It's almost like they don't really know how much money's coming in, how much money's going out. So I hope that it gets resolved. Teachers deserve it, the students deserve it, and certainly the taxpayers deserve it. I wish I had a better answer for that one, but we're just going to have to wait and see how this plays out. But honestly, I think at this point, the pressure from the public, and obviously the teachers, but I think the public, parents and taxpayers themselves are really starting to put that pressure on everybody. So I think you're going to start seeing some movement on that.
I agree. I think it's going to be an interesting week. I really don't know what to expect at this point. I'm going to go sit in on the bargaining meeting tomorrow. I don't know. I don't know what to make of the whole situation. I try to always look at both sides and see where the parties are coming from, and I certainly understand that Tallahassee is the reason everyone is feeling this pinch because public education is woefully underfunded here in the state of Florida. And it's unfortunate the legislature has put all of us in this situation because it's become so contentious between the district admin, the school board, HCTA, and HSEF, and all the employees in general. We're all in this situation together, whether it's teachers, site administrators, basically every single person who is out at a school site and working with kids each and every day. And as you said, the school district is the largest employer, and now we have 25,000 people waiting for the other shoe to drop in terms of whether or not there's going to be any movement financially. Everything is so up in the air, and that, I think, breeds a lot of anxiety. No one really knows how the situation is going to play out, and people are very anxious. You can feel it. It's palpable. It's just not a great place to be.
I think if you look around, just one more comment on that. If you look around, I think most of the other districts around us have their contracts are settled. And if they're not settled, I mean, I think almost all of them are. I'm not 100% sure. You know, at the end of the day, the district has the money. It's how they're deciding to spend that money. And I'll give you an example. So the communication department, you know, they went through a reorganization a couple few months ago where they carved out the printing. They renamed the printing department to like web applications and moved those people out of communications, out of that department, underneath like operations. So they said it was, you know, a cost neutral that they were going to add all these positions. Well, at the end of the day, they added those new positions. They hired some reporters to go around and do Twitter, you know, tweets and things of that nature. But if you look apples to apples from 16 to 17, and this goes on and on over and over, we could give you dozens of examples. But the communications department specifically, their overall payroll is a more than $300,000, you know, greater in 2017 than it was in 16. So my thought behind that is, okay, we have the money to spend on that, computers and all these other things that they overspend money on. That happens a lot, where they have a very difficult time, in my opinion, of prioritizing what the actual need is. You know, the need is classroom-driven stuff. We don't need to hire reporters to go on and tweet, you know, good stories about canned food drive here or great things happening over there. That stuff needs to get out there, but I think we got to get back to the core function of the district and educating and doing what's right for the students and obviously in the staff as well.
Bridging off that comment you made about communications, I'm assuming you know that number due to public records requests. Is that how you do all of your research? Based on what we see on the Facebook page, it looks like mostly everything is meticulously documented. Is that how you found out about the $300,000 increase in payroll?
Yeah, so, yeah, the communications department, somebody will message, you know, this little bit of information or that. It's about piecing all this stuff together, and that's the most challenging part because, again, you have a lot of moving parts here. You know, one individual person can't keep this all straight. But, yeah, it exactly was. It was from a communications request. The district drug its feet on it for months, probably made that original request a few months ago. And finally, I'll give you a little example. They wanted to charge $60+ to figure out 22 names or whatever it was and what their income was. It took a month to come up with the price. We sent in money to the district to get that done. And then, you know, a week later, like, oh, it's actually only $12 and here's your information. So they're pretty slippery when it comes to fulfilling public records requests. I believe that they don't do it correctly all the time. There is missing information. How do you prove that? It's very difficult. But I think what you're going to find here very quickly is that the district's been sued before over public records requests, and they've lost. Other districts, the same thing has occurred. But I think what you're going to find is sometime here in the near future, in addition to the Woodford lawsuit and other lawsuits, you know, you're going to see a public records lawsuit against the district, and they're going to fight it, but ultimately I think it's going to end up costing us all money, or taxpayer dollars, and, you know, out of the classroom into the coffers of the local attorneys that will defend that.
Thank you so much for your time and perspective today. Do you have any final words for your followers, a.k.a. the whistleblower army, quote-unquote?
The whistleblower army, you know, there's been, again, hundreds upon hundreds of people that have messaged, hey, thank you so much for what you're doing, or they've messaged, hey, have you looked at this, or hey, there's even been students that have messaged, and I remember one specific one was a special needs, some way, shape, or form, they weren't in the same school, but the regular ed kid wanted to be in the same school as this special needs sibling. So we're able to tell them a little bit, hey, make sure you talk to this person and this person. I don't know whatever happened from them, but it was one, that was one of those things that kind of drove me. I was like, man, there's a lot of people out there that need help. And like what we're doing. So my words are thank you. Thank you for all the information. Thank you for the support. And more importantly, thank you to the teachers, the support staff, the bus drivers, the custodial staff, the site-based, you know, a lot of these people are the site-based leadership. I'm talking principals, assistant principals. They're all really great people. And the district's a great district in spite of the executive leadership and the school board members and some of the decisions they make. So my parting word would be this. Thank you to everybody in Hillsborough County School District, students, staff, parents, teachers. Thank you for making it a great district in spite of all this stuff.
And that wraps up today's Teacher Voice podcast with the Hillsborough County School Board whistleblower. If you'd like to record a podcast or discuss issues or cool things that are happening in your classroom, or if you want to write a guest post for the blog, you can find Teacher Voice on the web at www.teacher-voice.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/oneteachervoice, on Twitter at oneteachervoice, or you can send me an email to oneteachervoice@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, everyone, and have an awesome week.